First of all, I'd like to thank again Reb David and his Rebbetzin for putting it together. I'd like to thank everyone for coming. It's very meaningful for us to be together. Like we say, our understanding of what a yeshiva is not what the Beis Medrash looks like, but what people look like a year later, 5 years later, 10 years later, 15 years later. Yachmil, how long has it been? It's 20 years later. I think you're the oldest one here. I think that's the oldest in the Doris.
One of the Bachim wanted to come to the event. I said, get some powder, put it in your beard, and we'll think you're all, then you can come.
So it's very meaningful. Everyone comes out, and there's a certain pleasantness of the Sheva Sachem together. We really appreciate it. It's very meaningful. It's very mechazek us. And then Yasher Koach to Reb Yitzchok for organizing it, putting it together. So let's speak a little bit about some of the topics. I don't know if we mentioned some halachos. We'll speak about it. Tu B'Shvat is kind of very strange. It never was a yontiv. Like Boima and Tu B'Shvat are two new yontivim that appear on the calendar. Now it became popular with the story and with this, with that, but Tachlis, the only halacha it's mentioned about is not to say Tachnun. It's not clear why either, actually. If you ask people why you don't say Tachnun, it's not clear. The Goyen says, the marker the Goyen comes up with is, it says Abba Rosh Hashanah, and all other Rosh Hashanahs, you don't say Tachnun, so it's probably also like that. That's basically what the Goyen says. So marker for not saying Tachnun is kind of also not clear. But Midach Gisa, it is a halacha, and the halacha is that it marks something about the trees in the Paris for halachas, for arla, for maestras, and so on. And that's actually a little to speak about what significance is it. I want to mention first the halacha. Rav Eingold made the point of this, the learning helpers brachas now in the high school, and he made a point that lechura, at first glance, we make a bracha on things we're nana from. So anything we eat that we're nana from, make a bracha from. And that's what the brachas relate to. But that's not true. What bracha you make on something also depends very much on what it's planted for. The Gemara says it. Is it the dekel made for the kura, not made for the kura? It really does not depend on how enjoyable and how good and how edible it is. It's what it's planted for. In the halacha, it's nafkamina is in halacha for different things. Weigel mentioned paste that you make. Anything that you grow, either the part of the tree that's not what you're going for, or the tzur of eating it. And he touched appropriately that the word pri is produce, not fruit or vegetable. My high. Well, what's a pshat net? So lechur b'chasa nene arhano. So something that you like and you enjoy. So make a broch on it. Also, the whole tzura of bracha. I mean, shakol niyabitvar sounds right. Kadosh Baruch Hu created everything. So shakol covers meat and fish and milk and cheese and everything like it. But then when we start, so what about a fruit? Also, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the fruit. I mean, bore pri eitz, bore pri adama. I mean, what do you gain in that type of formulation? So I want to learn up a little bit and understand it. You have the 7 days of the Bria, 6 days of Bria through Maisa, and 1 day through Shabbos. Everything that's created in the world is, it says, Yihor. Then it has a Rakir that's Mavdil. Everything you have, the Shemesh and Yireach, which are L'Oisis, the Yom Ma'adim. Everything in the world has a purpose, a tachlis. One min is different. Vayoyim alakim, tachatz, tesha, eisev, mazriya, zera. Okay. Eitz pri, oisev, pri, liminoi. Vatoitzatz, tesha, eisev, zera, neyo, ve eitz, oisev, pri. So it doesn't even call it eitz pri, oisev, pri. It says eitz, oisev, pri. And then you have the sheretz yishretzu, where it just says they'll multiply, and a bracha puravut to keep on existing. But the only thing that it has in itself a sort of the tachlis built into the bria is eitz pri oisa pri. So that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a bria in the world that has a certain tachlis. It's there in order to bring about something else. Now, everything in the bria has a tachlis, but the tachlis is within itself. So the Shemesh and the Areach and the Kochavim, they all have a tachlis. The Rekia has a tachlis to be mavdil. Everything has a tachlis, but all of those tachlisim are listed as being the thing itself, the tachlis within itself. The first thing that has a tachlis for something else is Eitz Pri Oisa Pri, Aledavahu. And not only that, but the Bria Ketikunai, the Eitz would have tasted like the Pri, and then there would be a second function making a Pri. So let's understand a little bit this Nekuda. There are things, most things in the Bria are static, and what they are is what they are. And they have a tachlis like that. So, lemashal, the asavim are meant to be eaten. We need more asavim, so they're produced. Fish and animals, all of them are meant to be used as food, burdens of beast, etc. And the their tachlis lies for what they are. The metzias of bringing out potential from inside, in other words, that something doesn't exist for what it is, but it exists with a reservoir of potential and actualizing potential, that's the bria of Paris, of Priya 8 specifically. So it's a type of bria that is A, unusual, unique, and it reflects a pchina of a certain borei in that metzias. It's so a grass. If you see a grain growing, so the grain is there to eat the grain. You need to be able to have more grain coming. So the seeds that you plant. A tree exists as a tree. It could be used as wood, but as an eitz pri, then its metzias is to create something. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a chelik of the bria that are doima to the creator. And that's why the brachas and all of these, the better bracha is borei priya eitz, priya gofen, priya adama. The brachas are not only on the guf hadava, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bria which gives something. So when we see yirokas, deshoim, and asavim, and so on, the bracha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made pri ha'adama. It's a much cheshev a bracha. So mezainis is unique because it's a dava mezin. But as opposed to shahakol, which is everything's the same. So then there's no difference. Then anything that's used usable is you make shahakol. That's the tzura of this bria of eitz. It's interesting that the halacha wise tu b'shvat kaveya in a tree. Where the maises go and where the and Arla, so Arla, not sure with maises. So it says like this. It says that most of the geshamim had already passed by, and the sraf is oila, on which means its internal sap, so to speak, goes up and produces the peiris. So it doesn't just say. Well, it should say simple. It should say the chanota, which is the beginning of the blossoming, happens now. So that's why it's the beginning of the season. I mean, the botanical explanation is really relevant. You want to know when is a new year, whenever is a chanota. It says, actually, no, since the kshamim have been come ready, so now's the time when the tree has sraf, and now the sraf bursts out into the chanota. It's sort of a description of this tzura of filling up with potential. It's like a battery filling up with its reservoir, with its power, and now giving off the charge. That's the tzur of it. Adam is called Eitz Hasada. Adam is the pasuk ki Adam Eitz Hasada, and so on. the dimion of Adam to it. The pasuk asks it as a lashon tmiya, but it's understood to be that way. So that means Adam is a bria that has in itself the ability to a person exists not only for himself, but he exists for actualizing some potential. So if a person asks himself, who am I and what's my tafkin de bria? So looking at himself as he is looking at a part of the picture, not at the real picture. There's a series of mitzvahs that are called the Oichel Periseim Boilem Hazeh, Vakeren Kayemes Oilem Haba. So most of the mitzvahs that are listed are Binam Lechaverika mitzvahs. Chaverik, parents. And the Maral says, over there, it has Bez Pashat. Since the tzura of a mitzvah like that has in itself a component that's Binam Lechaverika, and a component that's been Adam Lamakim. So the tzura of the mitzvah is mechayev to have a double schar. Mitzad the fact that Avor Shalom Anu Chaveroi is a mitzvah that the Rebbe Shalom wants. His name is Shalom, and he wants to be Shalom the world. So that's Olam Haba. The fact that there's been Anu Chaveroi component gives him prayers Olam Hazeh. That makes sense. The two exceptions are Hashkamas Yishmer Shachas Varvis and Talmud Torah Kneged Kulam. Of all of them, Talmud Torah is the overarching mitzvah that is the most Karen Kayemes and Perisehem. And the reason for that is because the tzura of a person's, the parallel of a person to this dimion of a tree with Peris is Talmud Torah. A person learns, knows, understands, and his actions are an actualization of it. I'm not only talking about if you learn the halacha, you know what to do, and you actualize it. That's a simple version of it. But subtly, if a person learns something and his understanding of things changes, so his maisim change. And those maisim have a chshivus. Things that change in a person because his mind changed, he understood differently, his perspective changed, those have a chshivas of being Keren Kayemes and Peiris. It's the pshat is he tapped into a certain potential. Whatever a person potentially understands is his potential. And that becomes, and it comes out. If Rangel just mentioned now the halacha, he invited me to comment on it, so of course we'll comment on it.
Yes.
About the Shech Yonu. I want to understand, Shech Yonu is a tremendous bracha. It's a bracha on living. I once heard a beautiful description of it, a little bit off topic, but it's just a beautiful thing. It's over Sichas Chulin of Adam Gadol. Rebbe Lapian had a son, Rebbe Leib Lapian, who was the Rosh Hashiva of Gateshead. Huge Talmud Chacham. His last year's life, he was very sick. He had cancer and very sick, and it was Nifta. But the year before his Nifta, on Yom Kippur, Leil Yom Kippur, and they said Shech Yonu, Kimoni V'Yonu, he said, he always wondered why three Lashanis. Now he realizes. He says, there's a year, it was a lively year. That Shech Yonu. It was a year bubbling with life. There were years where there was ups, there was downs, but I was in Skyim, Kiyamanu. He said that some years, he says it's like a person is floundering in a pool somewhere and he's half conscious, half unconscious, and somehow someone's hand grabs a bar on the other side and he reached the other side. He has no sense of having swam or anything, just then he reached the other side. He said there's some years when the only thing you can say is you reach the other side of the year. That's Higyon. That he said it was a very, very touching Hagosha. But I want to explain some Shech Yonu means if for continued existence, a person has no Hakara. Yes, we all know that we exist every moment because there's a new Ratzon Hashem and so on. But a person's makir only shinuyim. Our mind is set to recognize changes, not continuation. Our mind blocks out anything that's just continuation. So chius in the inner sense of the word means a new giving birth to something. So when a person has a new yitzia min hakoach el hapoel, that's when a person deheres chius. So since peiros in the full sense of the priya eitz or priya dama are in yonim, that a person is deharing it. It's a new crop, and that's why it's told in the tree, not in the person so much. It's a new crop of chiyus has come out. If it's something that by its teva it stays around, so even though inside there was new sap producing new stuff, but there's no hargosha of a new minakoyach lapoil. The minakoyach lapoil, the bringing out potential, is most nicker when it's like that. Al kaponim, going back to Talmud Torah, which I wanted to stress. I think of people are mizbeinin. So the things that the tkufa person spent learning in yeshiva, the hashpah it has in life is not just the information they got, the halachas they learned per se or whatever. It's something that I think people looking back can be makir, that the things they learned, if they were to kabbal it produces peiros, and more than anything else, the chashivas, when a person is kovea itim and learns, so a person should feel and look and be aware of changes in the person himself. A person who puts time aside to learn, and it's hard and it's difficult, but he focuses and he does what he can, it's a lot more of all the mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs are what they are. A person puts on 1,000 tefillos, tremendous kedusha, tremendous inyanim. It's there when it's there. Talmud Torah is unique that it creates a Keren Kayemis and a Perisehem. And Perisehem a Ruchnistik Peris. A person sees and feels differences. And you see it on a person. A certain refinement, a certain Edelkeit, a certain Zahirus. Each Kefiyarakai. So, Bez Hashem, it's seeing everybody as a Shech Yanu. It's something which, seeing how much, and I'm Makir,
some people have Mason.
Yeah, some people, but seeing them on people's faces and seeing people's Maisim and Anhagis and so on, that how much people grow and how much bring out of themselves. People I know here are very active in their Kehillas. People realize themselves, and it's very moving to see it. But also, I want to emphasize, there's a service for Talmud Torah now, the Daf Hayomi, with this. Each person, whatever works for a person. But the main thing is to understand that the investment in Talmud Torah is an investment that it makes changes that bring out peiros in the person. Much past the hour that you're learning, there is change in the person. And it might be subtle, but your children notice it, your wife notice it. You yourself, at some point, begin to see a different person. Bez Hashem, we should always have this ischachos of, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us shefa in every way possible. It brings out in a person the seraf, the inner sap, and a person produces peiros. And we should be zeicha to make mishana l'shana, we should make a shech yanu on the new chiyus and the new peiros that we bring out from ourselves.